Blog Talk Radio. Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We welcome you aboard tonight of Blog Talk Radio. The show that you are listening to now is The Rock. Jesus Christ is the rock of all ages. No matter what stage you find yourself in life, be a little great. We can look to Jesus. Why? Because he is the author and finisher of our faith. The Bible says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So we greet you right now in the mighty name of Jesus on Friday night. This is May 29th, the 149th day of the year. 149. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. And it's Psalm 118, verse 24. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson, and I just want to thank you for joining us tonight. And I just want to greet everybody in the wonderful name of Jesus. And we just want to say thanks a bunch for joining us, where you're trading your local news for the good news. The good news is our Lord and Savior, his death, his burial, resurrection, his ascension, and his soon coming. He's coming back again for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Well, tonight we want to open up in prayer, and then we'll get into the Word of God for tonight. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you that we're able to come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Lord, we just want to thank you for all the help you've given us, Lord. Thank you for being so kind and so merciful. Thank you that your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, Lord God. We ask you to forgive us for all sins, iniquities, and transgressions. We thank you for the blood that washes and makes us whole, Lord. God, I thank you for the subject tonight. Deal with us, O God, with the power of the Word of God. For we recognize, O God, that your Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. O God, we ask you to continue to bless us and strengthen us, O God. Thank you for every listener. May their lives be changed by what they hear tonight. Through your servant, O God, and your word declare that if any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability that God hath given, that Jesus Christ might be glorified, to whom be praise and glory, dominion and power, both now and forever. So, Lord, we thank you that we have the victory through Jesus, and we give your name the glory, honor, and praise, for it is in Jesus' mighty name that we pray, amen and amen. Tonight, for your consideration, if you will open up your Bibles, let's go over to the New Testament, and we want to look at, Hebrews chapter 4, and we want to look at verse 12, Hebrews chapter 4, and verse number 12. The Bible says, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Just notice that verse again, let's kind of take it apart. It says, for the word of God is quick. Now, this word quick means alive or living, is not dead. And then he said, and powerful. What is powerful to do? Whatever it needs to do. If it needs to cut, it will cut. If it needs to clean, it cleans. If it needs to heal, it heals. It has the power and the strength and the capability to do so. And sharper than any two-edged sword. And we know that the word is like a sword compared to the whole armor of God. That's one of the tools we must put on to be effective in the body of Christ. So he says, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It gets down, not just on the surface, it's going to get down to the real part. So he says, dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And then he said, it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, which means it get down why you do what you do. So the Lord is not so much interested in you giving $10 million. He want to know why you give it. What is your ulterior motive? Tonight we're going to talk on the thing, the power of the Word of God. Power of the Word of God. When we consider the power of the Word of God, many times our theologians have been our enemies. You may say, why, brother teacher? Well, it's because they have made a philosophy of the truth. They have turned the word into dogma and cried when it should have been as though Jesus, the Master, were here speaking to us. The word speaks to us as Jesus would, even if he was here today. It takes his place. It has the same authority as he would have it if he were here right now. When we pick up the Bible, it would be good for us to remember that it is the book with God in it, life in it, and a God-indwelt book. The Word is always now. It's always now. It has been, it is, and it will be the voice of God. It is never old. It's never out of style. It is always fresh and new. To the heart that is fellowshipping with God, the word is a present tense, living voice from heaven. The word is like its author, eternal, unchanging, and living. The word is out-breathing of God. The mind of God, the will of God. The word is God speaking. It is a part of God himself. It abides forever. Thing we should always remember, and that is that God and his word, which is Jesus, Jesus was always the word. He lives in me. And I read the word, and I feed on the word, and the word lives in me. That's why we can say the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Because whatever you are facing in life, there is an answer in the word. When I want more of him, meaning Jesus, I feed on his word. If I want to know more of him, I learn more of his word. I hold his word in my hand. I have it in my heart. I have it in my lips. In other words, we talk the word. We don't just think it, but we talk it. I live it. It lives in me. The word is my healing and my strength. It is bread of life to me. It is the very ability of God in me. The word is living with the life of Christ. All he is, his word is. The word is my confession. It is my light and my salvation that we quoted at the top of the hour. It is my rest and my pillow. The word gives me quietness in the midst of confusion and gives me victory in the midst of defeat. It gives me joy where desolation. So we have to treat the word as though it were a common book. There's sometimes in life we get to that place where we want to know, is this word really what it all is pressed up to be? Yes, it is. It's because we have to make up in our mind that God's word will be the first and final authority. It is the rule, that super rules everything I may have thought or I feel. Sometimes you may say, my opinion is right. But when you examine it up against the word overrules. In a court case, when counsels disagree with each other, they'll say objection. And then the jurors that's ruling in there will then determine if that objection is overruled or sustained. If it is overruled, then the witness must answer that particular question that the counsel has given. If it is sustained, the question is omitted and scratched off of the record. So it is with God's word. We have to understand that whatever God says about anything, it is so. We're living in a day where many are taking the word of God and taking the truth of God's word and interpreting it their own selves. But Jesus told us in the word, John 5:39, he said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Notice he said, search the scriptures. It's not just enough to read our Bible every day, but we need to study. The Bible declares in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This word will calm you down in the midst of a storm. I had a storm that rose up today within me, and yet the word of God brought peace to the situation. So when we understand and recognize that God's word is the first and final authority, then we can stand boldly and declare that God's word is the answer for all mankind. The Apostle Paul testified concerning the word of God. In Romans 1:16-17, the Bible says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Notice, the just shall live by faith. Who is the just? Those who have been acquitted. Jesus has done on the cross. We were not in ourselves perfect or good, but the Lord sent us a perfect sacrifice through Jesus. This is why the Apostle John declared in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It is the same word that was declared by the Apostle Paul in Romans 5:8, when he said, for God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly, or Christ died for us. When we did not have Jesus on our mind, he had us on his mind. That's why he can love us unconditionally, because he knows that in our flesh there is no good thing. We tend to make mistakes, we tend to sin, but when we take this word and make the word our first and final authority, then he knows that it is through the power of his word, through his strength, that we are able to sustain any storm. The Bible declares in Psalm 119:9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. It is the word that will clean us up, just like a bar of soap clean us up. The soap alone don't clean us, but we have to put some water with it, because the water and the soap work together to bring a clean smell and get rid of the raunchy smell. It is that word that will clean us up and get rid of the raunchy smell of sin. Understanding based upon Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It is not in ourselves that we can do this thing, but it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. So it is the word. The word speaks and we are able to sustain, we are able to make it because of the word of God. We have to understand the greater one lives in us. The Bible declares, 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we cannot take the Bible and treat it as though it were a common book. You know, some people pick the Bible up, and some people let their Bible sit on their table and collect dust. But we have to understand that one of the most dangerous habits that Christians or believers have is to treat the word as though it were a common book. We just pick it up when we want to read it like a newspaper. In one breath, they declare that they believe it to be revelation from God, and then yet they turn to the arm of flesh for help when the word has promised perfect deliverance. Perfect deliverance. They treat the fact of redemption as though it were a beautiful vision. They read the articles about the word. They sing hymns praising it. Yet they live under a dominion of the adversary, continually to confessing sickness, want, fears, weakness, doubt, in the face of this revelation from God, our redemption. We have to know that he is our, not only is our redemptive Savior, he's our redemption from substantive sacrifices of Christ, what he did on the cross, and the fact that he is seated now at the right hand of God by the demands of justice. And all the needs of mankind were met because of Christ. We read about our redemption, and we sing about it, and we talk about it as though it were but a fable. That is the reason for the great amount of sickness and weakness, fear, diseases that we have in the church today, or the body of Christ today. That is why average Christians manifest no boldness, but fears of any of Satan's attack. We got to understand, based upon Jesus' word in John 10:10, he says that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you may have life. Zoe, Zoe, which means life, and that you might have it more abundantly. So it is the will of God to give us the kingdom. So all we got to do is trust him. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. Lean not. Don't take, you might have a good idea, but is it a God idea? You may want something to work today, but is it the right time? Is it the right season? The Bible says, based upon Ecclesiastes 3:1, he said, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. We got to learn to wait on God and see if his word going to manifest in that way, that it's going to work the way you want it. It may not come through the front, though. It might come through a side window. Boy, he may blow a hole in the floor and bring the blessing to you. But you got to learn to wait upon the Lord. The Bible teaches us here in Isaiah 40:29, he said that he give a power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength, so that even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait with a purpose, they that be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. So he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. We have to understand that when we talk about this word, the word of God is also called a word of prophecy. The Bible declares in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well, that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star ariseth in your heart. Notice that again. He said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arises in your heart. We already established the fact that the word of God is quick, which means it's living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. It is the word. It is the word. He said, it also is a discerner of the thoughts. It'll help you get rid of stinking thinking. And many times as believers, we need to do a checkup on our nicker so that we can take on the mind of Christ. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. He didn't come to take up on no name after himself. He came so he can bring deliverance and set the captives free. So the Bible says, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, but he took up on him the form of man, and he became a servant of man. And the Bible says that he took on the form of a servant and became obedient, even obedient to the death of the cross. Wherefore God also have highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven, that's the angels, of things in earth, that's men, M-E-N, and of things under the earth, that's demons. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every one of us are going to confess that Jesus is Lord. We either going to do it now or we'll do it later. We just have to make up our mind which one it will be. So we have a more sure word of prophecy. And we know prophecy foretelling what's going on. We know that this word is also, it's a commandment. In Proverbs chapter number 6, verse 20, Proverbs 6:23, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and the reproofs of instructions are the way of life. Notice three things. First, he says, for the commandment is a lamp. That's number one. And the law is light. And reproof of instruction are the way of life. This same word will give us understanding. Consider Psalm 119, verse 130. Psalm 119, verse 30. The Bible declares this, the interest of thy word giveth light. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. It giveth understanding to the simple. That's why it is so important for us to have a good pastor who can teach you the word of God. Listen to what Jeremiah 3:15 says. He said, I will give you, Jeremiah 3:15, I will give you pastors after my own heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. How are they going to feed you with knowledge and understanding? Except they've been called and except they've been sent. And there are those who went, and there is a major difference there. But when we consider the word of God, we know that there is an answer in the word. We got to make up in our mind that no matter what's going on, we can trust God's word. Timothy. Paul wrote to Timothy concerning the Holy Scriptures. And he made this comment. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. 2 Timothy 3, verse 15 through 17. He said, the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. He goes on to say, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable, it's beneficial, it's necessary for four areas. Number one, for doctrine. Number two, for reproof in righteousness. And he says, that the man of God may be perfect, mature. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, in order for you to grow, you must be able to hear something. The Apostle Paul made this declaration in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We must understand that we don't get where we are overnight. We have to go through stages of life, like in a natural birth. When a baby is born and goes 9 months, he or she may have all their parts, but those parts are not developed. So it is when you come to Christ and you have been born again and you've been filled with the Holy Ghost and with power, you may be born, but you don't have all your parts developed. That's why it's so necessary for you to hear the word of God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 and 3, the Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. If so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Psalmist David said in Psalm 34:8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O taste and see that the Lord is good. That's experience. We're not just talking about what we heard about, what we're talking about, what we know, because we have experienced what we tasted. Nobody can tell me about ice cream except I had tasted it for myself. So the Bible says, as newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. In Psalm 37, verse 3 through 5, Psalm 37, verse 3 through 5, the Bible says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. It is wonderful when you can know that your hungers are fed because you have sufficient amount of food. So it is with the word. When we trust in the Lord, he will feed us as a shepherd does his sheep. A sheep depends on his shepherd to take him through and take care of him like the good shepherd, or like the shepherd himself in Psalm 23, verse 1, when he declared, the Lord is my shepherd. He made it real personal. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack in anything. Why? Because I have everything I need in him. In Philippians 4:19, the Bible declared, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. God shall supply all your needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So we understand the analogy of a shepherd. Sheep depend on the shepherd to show him the way. We depend on the Lord to lead us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He will do that. And as we listen to his voice, we understand that a stranger we will not follow. Children learn their parents' voice, and they know when it's a different voice. They know when it's not their mom's voice or their close caregiver, somebody they know. So we have to learn the voice of the Lord, and when he's telling us yes and when he's telling us no. Oh, friend, what a blessing from the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18 declares, 11:18, Deuteronomy 11:18, therefore shall you lay up these my words, whereby in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes, kind of like glasses. That's what that's like. So notice it again. Therefore, shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And you know, why do a person wear glasses? It's because they need assistance with their vision. They have a limited area in seeing, so those glasses will help them see clearly what they need. The Lord gave Joshua a commandment concerning this word, the importance of the word. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. The Bible declares, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. That means we ought to always talk the word, even when we don't feel like it. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, either, but thou shalt meditate therein, how long? Day and night. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So if you want to have good success, meditate in the word. In the ninth verse, Joshua 1:9, the Lord said, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou go. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. To meditate on the word day and night. And of course, the psalmist echoed these same words when he started the book of Psalms out. Psalm 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. The Bible says, this blessed or happy or fortunate, blessed. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel. This word counsel means advice. So you got to be very safe with advice you're listening to. If the person of God, if they're of God, they're going to tell you something that's going to be pure and peaceable. Pure and peaceable. If it's not pure and peaceable, you know that's not God. So he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Day and night, he said. And he said, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he prosper, you're going to succeed is because you're meditating the word. That word will change your life from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Now, Jesus take this a little step further when he was preaching his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7. He gave us an illustration of two men. The Bible says in Matthew 7, verse 24, he said, therefore I say unto you, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house on a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat up on that house. And it fell not. Why? Because it was founded upon a rock. And he said, I will show you who this other man is like. The Bible said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, I will liken him unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat up on that house. And it fell. And great was the fall of it. What are we building our foundation upon? If it's not built on Jesus Christ, it's coming down. Everything else around you is coming down. You can have a great relationship, but if that ain't built up on Christ, it's coming down. That's why people are falling out with each other, because they don't have the anchor. And they have to learn to live with each other. And we only do that with Christ. But Christ teaches us how to live. Because first you got to learn yourself. You got to know yourself. And then when you know yourself, he'll teach you how to handle somebody else. I've learned, and have learned, and still learning. It's a process. And you learn how to minister to people. The longer you be around them, the Lord will show you what to say, because you learn what they can handle and what they can't handle. But if God says something, he always will back you up. Then when you walk in love, love looks beyond a person's fault. And you see that they have a need. And you see, you just say, oh, they need help in that area. And you are anointed to bless them. You are anointed to deliver them from that thing. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Acts 20, 32. The Bible says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. To the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, the word of his favor. See, the word will give you favor in every areas of your life. The word of favor, the word of grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified, those who are set apart for God's use and for his glory. God is a mighty good God. He's a delivering God. There is nothing too hard for him if we just trust him. All we got to do is believe his report. Believe his report and understand that if God be for us, who can be against us? If he made a way for you last year, guess what? He'll do it again, because he's faithful, that promise. We got to believe his report and know that he's able tonight to do it. The word, the power of God's word, God's ability to bring you out, God's ability to deliver you. Colossians 1:13 declares this: who had delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Psalm 119 verse 105 declares, our word is a lamp to my and a light to my path. When I don't know which way to go, his word will lead me in the right path. That's why the Bible says, Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend unto my words, incline thy ear unto my saying. Pay attention to my word. Attend unto my word. My God. And then in James chapter 1 and 21, it says this: wherefore lay apart all filthiness. Who do that? We do that. You got those who believe that God just do everything for us. No, there's some things he gives you to do. Wherefore lay apart, that means set it aside, put it aside, all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. Superfluity of naughtiness. And receive with meekness the engrafted word, the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. His word is able to save you. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers, only deceiving your own self. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Holding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. The Bible goes on to say, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Now, last thing I want to point out to you tonight is that the word is so powerful, it is the incorruptible word of God. The word of God, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, the scripture declares, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Notice that again, 1 Peter 1, 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Father, we just thank you tonight for your word. Yo, God, what a privilege we have to call on your name. Thank you for being a mighty deliverer. Thank you for being our help tonight. Thank you for being our joy and sorrow. Thank you for being our shield and our glory and the lift up of our head. We certainly thank you, God, because you're a great God. We love you and appreciate you. Thank you that your word will not return unto your void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. And so, Father, we just thank you for knowing that, God, you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. Had you said it, shall you not do it? Or had you spoken, shall you not make it good? We thank you that every promise of your word is sure. So help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. We just love you and appreciate you for all things. For it is in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. We thank and praise God for blessing us tonight to be on air again. We honor the Lord. Remember that we are every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 2 a.m. Universal time. One of our friends on Universal time helped us with the time. So it is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to listen to us online, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, which is another name for Thomas. Didymus, D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 10. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 2010. There you can listen to tonight's episode live, or you can download the previous episodes at your convenience. These broadcasts are made available the next day. So in the morning, this service will be there as a download if you so desire. We want to thank and praise God for Sister Felicia Fulgen, who helps us with technical support, helping us with the computer stuff, getting these programs all lined up so that we can have a wonderful broadcast without interruption. We do thank her for, thank God for the hands that serve. And also I want to greet all of my wonderful family at Servant of God Church. We are located at 1801 Central. in Jackson, Mississippi, 39209. Pastor Darren Banks, I just want to greet everyone in the name of Jesus and say hello to you all, family. God bless you. We appreciate God because he is so good tonight. We thank you for joining us tonight, and we look forward for great things that are ahead. God is doing some wonderful things. All we got to do is trust him and keep on believing. Remember, friend, to keep looking up to Jesus. I don't care what you're going through. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And the city of our God and the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation. God is able to do it. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Well, we want to speak the blessings of the Lord over you all for tonight and pray that you have a safe weekend. If you have nowhere to go, if you're in the Jackson surrounding area, we want to invite you to come out to visit our church. Once again, that's Servant of God Church, located at 1801 Central, and that's Jackson 39209. And if you need a ride, you can call. You call 769-233-0420, and sister, if you're the right person for pickup, if you desire a ride. We just want to appreciate you all and want you to be encouraged in Jesus' name. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26. That's Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 36. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give thee peace. This has been Elder Thomas Williamson reminding you that Jesus is Lord. Be encouraged in Jesus' name and have a great and fantastic weekend in Jesus' name. God bless you. Good night, everyone.